Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where we're about to get the second half underway. I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens have a 13-7 lead. If there's one sequence in this game that Wisconsin Rapids must be kicking themselves over, it's their very first possession, where they got a big kickoff return and started back at the 30-yard line, started all the way in DC Everest territory, but were unable to pick up a first down and turn the ball over on fourth down. In fact, Wisconsin Rapids has gone on three fourth downs in the game. They were stopped on that opening possession. They scored their only touchdown on fourth down from the 5-yard line. And then on a fourth down at the end of the half, the Rapids quarterback, Jason Wiernick, threw an interception that brought the half to an end. DC Everest jumped out to the opening lead in this game. They scored on their first possession, a 76-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 24-yard run from Wyatt Brown. Evergreens missed the extra point and had a 6-0 lead. Rapids took a 7-6 lead on that aforementioned fourth down conversion. Jason Wiernick, the quarterback, on a keeper with a couple of missed tackles there. It was a score that was set up by a DC Everest fumble. Rapids only had to go 36 yards. They were successful with their point after touchdown to lead 7-6. And then DC Everest retook the lead, a 64-yard touchdown ramble from Nathan Reedy. Reedy got two touches after Wyatt Brown went down with an injury. And we are still waiting to see if Wyatt Brown will be back in the lineup to start the second half. In fact, the Evergreens are coming over to the sideline after their second-half warm-ups, and I'm looking to see if Wyatt Brown is in this bunch of Evergreen players and to see whether or not he's going to be out there. We really don't know how severe his injury is. If you weren't with us at the top of the broadcast, both of these offenses are missing key pieces. Everest quarterback Nick Sarakowski went down with a bad ankle on opening week. He'll be out for another two or three games beyond this. And Wisconsin Rapids is without the number one rusher in the conference after the first week. Ryan Duxbury was good for 254 yards and four touchdowns against Wausau East, but injured himself in the fourth quarter and is not playing tonight. But the last time these teams met was in the Level 3 playoff game in 2011. Rapids ended Everest's season 41-24. And for the last Everest win against Wisconsin Rapids, you have to go all the way back to 2008, a 31-0 Evergreen victory. Of course, these teams don't see each other all the time now. They're in separate divisions in the new Valley Football Association. Evergreen football sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Evergreens to get the ball first, and they will look to build on this 6-point lead. And I do see Wyatt Brown in the huddle on the kickoff return team, a good sign for DC Everest. Wyatt Brown is the Evergreens' leading rusher so far in the ballgame. So, yeah, one offensive piece missing at a time. Evergreens hoping for something positive today because next week the waters get deeper. Appleton North comes into Steam Stadium. Both teams huddling on the sidelines. And we'll be ready for the kickoff to get this second half underway in just a moment. DC Everest High School football is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators serving the community since 1964. Something new this year, Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center Schofield are making a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight for each point the DC Everest football team scores in tonight's game. 13 points at halftime, $13 will be donated to help veterans travel to Washington to see the memorials built in their honor. So donations will be piling in and adding up all season for the Honor Flight Fund, a great program organized by volunteers for our veterans here in central Wisconsin. Little bit of a delay here before we get the second half underway. Let's take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter. DC Everest leading Wisconsin Rapids 13-7 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Lots lots of people in Weston and Schofield and central Wisconsin who have decided to start their holiday weekend with a high school football game. We've had a good one so far. Everest 13, Rapids 7. I'm Chris Conley, and we're at Steam Stadium waiting for the opening kickoff. And let's see, Wyatt Brown is back there. Caitlin Becker to kick off. Becker's got the ball on the tee. And we're waiting to get this second half underway. Kyle Zableski is also back with Wyatt Brown for the return. You could almost make an argument for maybe you'd want to leave Wyatt Brown off the return team, at least for this moment, if he's dinged up. But he does have that speed, which gives you the big return potential. Here's the kick. It's a short squib kick. Bounces at the 25-yard line, takes a quick bounce. One of the Everest up men has to go and get it. He's got room along the sidelines, and only the kicker to beat out across the 50, 45, out of bounds at the 42-yard line. And one tackle away from breaking that. Kyle Zableski picked up that pooch kick that kind of took a funny bounce. It almost bounced towards the Wisconsin Rapids half of the field and towards the Wisconsin Rapids defenders. So there was an anxious moment there, and then a big gain. 37-yard return on the kickoff. And the Evergreens start in Rapids territory, first and 10 at the 41-yard line. Here comes Mike Nicholas. Nicholas has played well in the first half. He's played within himself and has been able to complete some of the short passes that have been assigned to him. Wyatt Brown gets the carry on the first play from scrimmage of the half, runs right into the pile, and gets 1 yard. Simply wasn't a hole there. Evergreen's offensive line just didn't create the opportunity for him to run through. Brett Nowinski was trying to lead the charge here. It was Nowinski's fumble in the first half that set up the Wisconsin Rapids score. Here comes second and 9. Nicholas is under center. I formation and one receiver to the near side. It's a pitch back to Wyatt Brown. Brown's got a little hole on the left side. Nope, he's roped down from behind. If he was not caught from behind, he would have had a big gain. Instead, he's bottled up for just a yard or two. Colton Neiman made that open field tackle. You know, they pitched back to Brown there, which gave him a chance to get that step or two and try and use his speed. Third and 8 here. So the Evergreens are trying not to squander good field position. They need to get the ball inside the 31-yard line to keep this drive going. Big third down chance. Nicholas, three-step drop. He'll pass, throws over the middle, almost intercepted and caught. He dropped it right in and connected for first down yardage. A perfect touch pass to Kyle Zableski. Just lofted it over the linebacker's head, who jumped up and tried to tip it. Instead, it's a gain of 11 yards. Nicholas, again, got all the snaps in practice this week. The Everest coaching staff has done a good job getting him ready to play. He has looked much better than last week when he was pressed into emergency service against Fash. First and 10, 25-yard line. Keep it on the ground. Wyatt Brown up the middle. That ball almost came loose. Wyatt Brown has wrapped it up, but he is wrapped up for a short gain. He gets 2 yards. Down to the 24. D.C. Everest High School football is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Well, the Evergreens move the ball down to the 23, trying to build on this six-point lead. Neither team has been able to go up by two scores. Nicholas under center, a little bit of movement there. The play is not whistled dead. Here's a handoff along the near side. Wyatt Brown turns the corner. He's still going. He's shoved out of bounds, just short of the first down. He needed the 15, and he's out of bounds at the 17. It's going to be third and short coming up. 9:30 to play in the third quarter. 13-7, but the Evergreens now are in the red zone on their first possession of the second half. Best drive of the season so far for D.C. Everest was their first possession of this game. They marched 76 yards and stuffed the ball in the end zone, which is just what they needed after being shut out in week one. Here's third down. Wyatt Brown up the middle. He's got a hole, and he's got a first down. Evergreens needed that. Wyatt Brown needed 3, and he got 4, down to the 14-yard line. A third down conversion keeps the drive going in the red zone. Point of emphasis here for the Evergreens, no penalties. Penalties in the red zone are drive killers, or make you settle for 3 instead of 7. Evergreens can finally be in control of this game if they can go up by 2. First and 10, 14-yard line. Nicholas with a pitch out from the backfield. Here's Nathan Reedy. Reedy turns upfield, gets 3 or 4 yards. Now, Reedy in the second quarter busted that 64-yard touchdown run. Biggest play from scrimmage for the Evergreens so far this season. Evergreens got 3 on first down. And after being just unproductive on first down a week ago, the Evergreens have done a much better job on first and 10 here, getting positive yardage. Actually, this second and 7 is one of the longer second downs the Evergreens have had today. Just outside the 10-yard line, 3-step drop, throwing towards the end zone. The receiver fell down, got tangled up in the feet of the defender, looking around for a penalty flag, and no, they're going to say that's incidental contact. They're looking for Zach Becker with one-on-one coverage from the outside, and Becker's legs got tangled up with the defender. The pass fell incomplete. Third down and 7. 8:17 to play, third quarter. So the Evergreens already converted one third down to keep this drive going. They'll need to do that again. Here's Nicholas under center. Puts a man in motion. Backs in the I formation. Big play coming. Nicholas 3-step drop. Has good protection. Sets up. Throws to the end zone. It's caught at the 5-yard line. Inside the 5-yard line. And very close to a first down. Maybe just short. Nicholas found Zach Becker in traffic. They'll spot him a yard short of the first down. Fourth and 1. Decision time for the Evergreens. Do you take this short field goal? You have a 6-point lead. The kicking team is not on the field. Going for it on fourth and a yard from the 5-yard line. Full house backfield. Wyatt Brown's in there. Looks like Cody Cocker's in there as well. They need a yard. Hand off to the second man through Wyatt Brown. He's met. He's going to be very close. I think he's short. Wyatt Brown was met at the line of scrimmage. He fell forward, and he did not get it. Fourth and 1, and the Evergreens are stopped. And Wisconsin Rapids will take over just inside the 5-yard line. So the Wisconsin Rapids defense bent about as far as they could, but did not break. And that's a very long drive, a 5.5-minute drive to open up the quarter, and the Evergreens come away empty. D.C. Everest High School football is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Get ready for a fall hunting trip. Stop at Baseman's for great ideas on staying comfortable in any outdoor setting. Baseman's, a trusted name for over 80 years. So Wisconsin Rapids starts deep in their own end after the defense made a stand on fourth down. Would love to have a discussion about why you didn't try the field goal there. Kyle Kurtenbach's a good kicker, and you would have gone up by 2 points, by 2 scores. Here's a handoff, lots of yardage. Jason Wiernick, the quarterback, keeps it, goes out across the 20, 25, and Wiernick is brought down at the 26-yard line. Just like that, after the fourth down stop, a 19-yard gain for Wisconsin Rapids. And they're no longer in the shadow of their goalpost. Brady Burrell provided the defensive stop. Again, quarterback Jason Wiernick, when he's kept the ball, I mean, he's a big kid. He's 6'2". But he's been able to avoid tackles, and he's been able to get a lot of yardage. Yards after missed tackles, it's been a problem here. Evergreens up by 6. Rapids with the ball, though. First and 10, 26-yard line. Wiernick's at the line of scrimmage. Six-man front. And we've got a whistle, and I believe we have some movement against Wisconsin Rapids. The Red Raiders are going to go 5 yards back here. So it'll be first and 15. D.C. Everest football is sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest sports. And Ace Hardware in Weston. They are more than a hardware store. They're a team of experts ready to help any way they can. And they welcome you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Back to the 23-yard line, first and 15. Labor Day weekend, starting with the home opener at Steam Stadium. The Evergreens are trying to make this 6-point lead stand up. Rapids looked like there was motion again. There's no flag. Quarterback Wiernick keeps it, cuts back, breaks another tackle, dives forward, got all the penalty yardage back, and then some. Moves the ball from the 26 to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 9, and it's second and manageable. Second and 6 here. Wiernick has picked up a lot of the offense that Wisconsin Rapids has been missing with the injury to Ryan Duxbury. Again, Duxbury, with 254 yards last week, has not played today. In fact, there's even some question about whether he'll be back at all this season. The severity of his injury not exactly clear. Second down, 31-yard line, 6 yards to go. So the Everest defense tries to find their sea legs. First time they've been out on the field since halftime. After that long offensive drive that stopped at the 5-yard line. Hand off up the middle. This one stopped up. Only forward for a yard or two. Who was carrying there?
Rutenauer.
That was Rutenauer carrying, and he didn't get much.
And on that stop for the Evergreens, number 77, John Zerba.
Third down coming up. Rutenauer carried it forward for only a yard, so here comes third and five. Maybe third and four and a half.
Brings up third and four for the Raiders.
Rapids is still far enough back in their own end that they would punt if they're stopped short here. So this is a big play for the Evergreens. Chance to get off the field. Quarterback is under center. Option formation. Quarterback keeps it, turns it upfield, and he breaks a tackle again. He's got a big gain. First down yardage across midfield to the 45 and out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Jason Wiernick for 14 yards and a first down. You would think that the adjustment that you would want to make is who's got Wiernick, who can account for him? Because Wiernick has had the vast majority of the carries here. And the Evergreens have struggled to contain him. So now after Wiernick's run, the Red Raiders have moved the ball into D.C. Everest territory. First and 10, 45-yard line. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Neither team has scored since halftime. Evergreens have had the ball once, drove down to the 5-yard line, and then faltered on fourth down. This is Rapids' first possession of the second half. Wiernick with a late pitch. He was under pressure, but there's a lot of room along the sideline and a good block. And a gain of 10, maybe 11 yards, and another first down. Kyle Kurtenbach made the stop. Logan Wimney carried on the option there. And that time, if anything, the Evergreens overplayed the quarterback, Wiernick. That's what you talk about, assignment football. You can't double-team the quarterback there because that just leaves you vulnerable to the pitch, and that's what happened with the option. It is a gain of just over 10 yards, and it's a first down to the 35-yard line. And Rapids is driving. This drive started back at the 5-yard line. And they've moved the ball now to the Evergreens 35. And all of this because the Evergreens could not convert a fourth and one close to the goal line in the red zone. Wiernick keeps it, cuts again, roped down from behind. He gains only 1 or 2 yards. Finally, a defensive step up there. And Kyle Kurtenbach went down and got him. And Avery Allard got him up high. And we will go under 4 minutes to play in the quarter. D.C. Everest football is sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits. CCUWalsaw.com. Our matchups next week. D.C. Everest will be the live game starting at 6:30 against Appleton North, followed on tape delay by Wausau East at Tom Field against Kimberly. So both of our teams on Fox Sports Radio have tough opponents. Second and nine. Quarterback this time hands off up the middle. Big load moving forward. Carrying the ball was Tim Riedenauer. And Riedenauer's got 4 or 5 yards. He's stopped short of the first down. It's going to be third and four. Cody Cocker got that big fullback down. It's kind of a stingy spot. They give him a gain of 4, and it'll be 3rd and 5. This will probably be 4 down territory if the Red Raiders fail to pick up a first down here. So, yeah, they're at that point of the field where they're going to have 2 chances to get 5 yards. So that's the challenge facing the Evergreens defense. Rapids runs almost all of their plays from the same formation. 2 receivers to the near side. Quarterback, there's confusion in the backfield. Quarterback is bumped. He ran into one of his own men, and he snowed under and shoved back on a busted play. Jason Wiernick ran into one of his running backs. Jack Zeblik was there. Cody Cocker was there. And once that play was slow in developing because of the miscue, play moved backwards. Fourth down coming up and a loss of 2. It's 4th and 7.
4th and 7 for the Raiders.
So just like the Evergreens offense was stopped on 4th down, we'll see if the Evergreens defense can return the favor here. You know, Rapids is in that no man's land here for this 4th and 7. It's too short a field to punt, too long to try a field goal, so you go for it. Fourth and seven. Rapids has converted one fourth down so far this game, and they've been stopped twice. Here we go, fourth and seven, six men in the box. They've got a pass here, under pressure, the quarterback is hit, and he completes the pass even though he was under pressure. And on fourth down, the pass is complete for a first down to Logan Wimmy along the near sideline. There was a big rush, Jason Wiermick was under pressure, and he almost threw a lame duck there in the air. But when you blitz like that, you leave your receivers one-on-one covered in that defensive secondary. And the pass is complete down to the 16-yard line. The Everest blitz just didn't quite get there in time. Rapids converts on fourth down and moves the ball to the 16-yard line. 1.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. That was a big play for the Red Raiders. Now they're in the red zone. Wiermick, the quarterback, is under center. Little motion there. No flag. He keeps it to the near side. Cuts it back. Gets past one man. Down to the goal line. Touchdown. Missed tackles. 16-yard touchdown run for Jason Wiermick to tie the ball game, and Rapids can take the lead on the extra point that's coming up. So one play after a 4th-and-7 conversion, Wisconsin Rapids sticks the ball in the end zone and is about to take the lead from DC Everest. Caitlin Becker out to try the extra point. Here's the snap. It's a high snap, down in time, low line drive kick through the uprights. Good. With 1:11 to play in the third quarter, Wisconsin Rapids has taken the lead in what's been a seesaw opening night. Red Raiders 14, Evergreens 13. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium in Schofield. My name is Chris Conley, and we've had now our fourth lead change. This latest lead change swings the game back in Wisconsin Rapids' favor, 14-13. The key play of that drive was a 4th-and-7 completion by quarterback Jason Wiermick, who was able to complete the pass despite a DC Everest blitz. One play later, Wiermick carried the ball into the end zone to give his team this one-point lead. The difference in the ball game right now, a missed extra point after the Evergreens' first touchdown back in the first quarter. Short kick here goes out of bounds, and the Evergreens are going to start with good field position as that squib kick bounced and then went right to the left and rolled across the boundary out of bounds. Evergreens are going to start at the 35-yard line after the penalty. The Evergreens have had the ball only once since halftime. And they drove all the way down to the 5-yard line, but were turned away when Wyatt Brown was stopped on 4th-and-1.
Ball was kicked out of bounds. It'll be 1st-and-10 Evergreen.
Both teams have made some offensive plays and have been stopped and have sputtered on some occasions. Michael Nicholas, who makes the start in place of Nick Sarakowski, has played just fine, thank you. Very nice night for Mike Nicholas. Again, the outcome of this game could still go either way, but Mike Nicholas can be happy with the way he played. Much happier, though, if he can put the win on the scoreboard. 1st-and-10, ball's at the 35. I formation, play action. Nicholas is looking downfield. Throws into one-on-one coverage. Got a man just out of the reach of the receiver. Incomplete. Threw way downfield. The pass fell incomplete at the 35-yard line. He was looking for Kyle Zableski, who was streaking down that far sideline, and he missed him by just inches. Zableski laid out to try and get that. Evergreen's offensive call there recognized that there was one-on-one coverage in that formation, so they took the shot downfield. Instead, it's 2nd-and-10. Nicholas gets the snap, handoff Wyatt Brown. Brown's right up the middle. He's got 4 yards to the 39-yard line. Wyatt Brown missed a couple of plays, was dinged up in the first half, but he has played in the second half. In fact, it was kind of fortuitous. While Wyatt Brown was out, Nathan Reedy came in. And Nathan Reedy on his two touches, one of them was broken for a 64-yard touchdown run. It was the Evergreen's second touchdown of the game. We're under a minute now to play in the third quarter. It's 3rd and 6. Evergreen's, after giving up that long drive to Wisconsin Rapids, don't want to let their defense back on the field here, so they need a conversion. Nicholas is under center. Three-step, quick drop, under pressure, now scrambles, looking to buy more time, turns the ball upfield. He may be able to run for the first down. He goes out of bounds, but he is 2 yards short of the first down. First time we've seen Nicholas tuck the ball down and run, and he did so out of necessity there, having to scramble. But he needed the 45-yard line, and he is 2.5 yards short. Evergreens are going to punt to Wisconsin Rapids. It looks like DC Everest will go 3 and out late here in the third quarter. Zach Hoffman to punt. Hoffman had to punt 10 times against Stevens Point. Had a couple of 40-yard punts and one that rolled for 51 yards. Here's a long kick, almost blocked. High kick, fair catch called for, and almost muffed and bobbled. Fair caught successfully at the 23-yard line.
Fair catch called by Halber.
Bobbling that ball just for a moment was Jared Halber. It bounced up in his chest, and then he was able to wrap both his arms around it. So Wisconsin Rapids gets possession just barely, back at their own 23-yard line. That was a 38-yard punt. Had a good one because it had that nice hang time that didn't allow any return. You're listening to DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We're sponsored by Tlusty & Kennedy Attorneys at Law, representing Evergreen fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Rapids lining up for what will probably be the last play of the third quarter. Jason Wiernick back in at quarterback. Single receiver, man in motion. Wiernick rolls out. Busted play again. Wiernick looked to turn for his running back who wasn't there. He swarmed under for a loss of one. And that is going to be the final play of the third quarter. 12 minutes left in the ball game in what's going to be a good finish. Wisconsin Rapids 14, DC Everest 13 at the end of three. You're listening to DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley at Steam Stadium in Schofield. Glad you stayed up late with us because we should have an exciting fourth quarter. Rapids with the ball and a 14-13 lead. Four lead changes in this game. Neither team has been able to get up by two scores. The Evergreens came close, got down to the 5-yard line, stopped on 4th and 1. Rapids now has a 2nd and 11. Back at their own 21-yard line. All right, 12 more minutes before we decide this one. And Jason Wiernick is under center. His one receiver is to the wide side. He's going to roll out. Here's the pitch. Good blocking scheme. There's a lot of room over there. And roped down just short of the first down is Logan Botcher. Botcher gains 8 or 9 yards, 3rd and 2. It was just a really good blocking scheme because after the pitch back there to Botcher, really the good seal block from the offensive line just gave him a lot of room along that near sideline. 3rd and 2. All right, Evergreen's defense still has a chance for a stop here to get off the field. Wisconsin Rapids has the ball in this situation because the Evergreens went 3 and out on their last possession. Now the Evergreens defense has to return the favor. Wiernick up to the line. The one receiver is spread out to the far wide sideline. Short yardage situation. Wiernick hands off. Met in the backfield. Nope. Misdirection. Wiernick keeps it. Breaks a tackle. Wiernick is in the clear. He's racing towards the end zone. 40, 30, 20. He's forced out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Kyle Kurtenbach with a touchdown saving tackle for DC Everest. It was misdirection. Had me confused for a moment. You thought the fullback was going to dive into the line of scrimmage to try and pick it up. And instead, the quarterback hesitated for just a moment and broke into the clear. It's a 71-yard run from Wiernick. But you know what? I think Wiernick may be hurt. Wiernick's moving around a little slowly there. He's staying in the game. He's going into the huddle. Now he shook it off. He's all right. That long 70-plus yard run, you shake things off after that. It's first and goal from just inside the 10-yard line after that very big gain. Evergreens are going to need a stop. The defense suddenly has no margin for error. Wiernick on the keeper. Nope, it's handed off. Second man through. And Tim Rutenauer carries. And Rutenauer gets half a yard, maybe nothing. Yeah, the defense was bottled up there. It's no gain. Second and goal from just inside the 10-yard line. 10.5 minutes to go in this one. Rapids 14, Evergreens 13.
Gain of one on the play, bringing up second
and the quarterback, Wiernick, goes all the way over to the far sideline to get his play and then come back in. Here's the second down play. Wiernick thought about passing, keeping, met in the backfield, spins forward for just a yard or two, only a short gain there. So that time they accounted for the running back. Avery Allard on the stop. Third down and goal from the 9-yard line. 9:50 to play. And again, the quarterback, you know, Jason Wiernick, when he walks over to the sideline to get the play, it looks like he's moving slowly, like he's moving gingerly. Wiernick does get his play and now walks over to the huddle. Clock's been moving here. Rapids doesn't have a lot of time to get this play off. This should be a delay of game penalty. It's been more than 25 seconds here. Surprised the referee is not on this. The clock is down to 9:23. Wiernick throwing one-on-one coverage to the end zone. Incomplete. And Wiernick was sacked and hit hard. He was hit hard just after the throw. Met rudely by Casey Coltsy. Coltsy's provided a big lick there. And it's fourth down. And Wisconsin Rapids is going to try a field goal here. Fourth and goal from the 9-yard line. And the kicking team is coming out.
Humphrey.
Let's see who's going to try this kick. It is Caitlin Becker, who's made both of the extra points here. This is going to be a 25-yard field goal try for Becker. Snap is low. Here's the kick towards the uprights, and it is good. Snuck in just inside the right side upright. It's still a one-score game. Wisconsin Rapids tacks on 3 points, though, 17-13 with 9:41 to play in the game. Let's take a timeout. This is DC Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. DC Everest will get the ball back. It's still a one-score game. They held Wisconsin Rapids to a field goal, making a stand in the red zone. 17-13. DC Everest football is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Some of these Rapids kickoffs have been short, so you'll see if Everest can play with a short field here. And the Evergreens are now trailing by 4 points. This is a better kickoff, taken by Wyatt Brown at the 15 across the 20. He's got room through the wedge. Breaks it into the open. 25, 30, 35, 40. He's across midfield and out of bounds close to the 40-yard line. The Evergreens will start with a short field here. On the far sideline, that was Kyle Zableski who turned the ball upfield. Kyle Zableski on the turn. And the Evergreens will start first and 10 at the 42-yard line. There is an Evergreen down trailing the play. One of the men who provided a block for Zableski is injured and is laid out on the turf right now. So we will have an injury stoppage. Time's not a factor yet in this game. The Evergreens trail by four, but there's 9:06 to play. So the Evergreens will probably have the ball this time and probably one more possession after this. Trying to get a number of who's hurt there. D.C. Everest Football is brought to you by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us with convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. With this injury stoppage, we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to D.C. Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. The injured Evergreen, Wyatt Brown. He was one of the back men on the return and was involved in the blocking scheme as Kyle Zableski moved the ball up the sideline. It's the second time that Wyatt Brown has been dinged. He is moving off the field under his own power, but he is moving gingerly. So Wyatt Brown will be on the sideline as the Evergreens begin this possession. They start in the Rapids half of the field at the 42-yard line. Quarterback Michael Nicholas up to the line of scrimmage. The Evergreens have been able to move the ball. Got stopped in the red zone once, last time possession. Here's a handoff breaking through. Well, short gain. 2 or 3 yards. Nathan Reedy carrying. Give Reedy three there to the 39-yard line. 2nd and 7. Reedy has been a worthy fill-in for Wyatt Brown. Brown is standing over by Nick Sirikowski, and they're stretching out his ankle and his lower calf. Maybe he's just cramping up. Yeah, that's the MASH unit down there. Nick Sirikowski not in uniform today, just wearing his jersey, no pads, and Wyatt Brown. Here's a pitch out. Reedy gets a block, met just across the line of scrimmage. I think that ball may have come loose for a moment. No, it didn't. Reedy still got it. He gains 2 or 3 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 5. Ball is at the 37-yard line. You wonder if the Evergreens might think of this as four-down territory. Because they are also in sort of that no-man's land. Too long for a field goal, maybe too short for a punt, and you don't want to give the ball back. Of course, you make that a moot point if you can pick up the third down here. It's 3rd and 5. Michael Nicholas, quarterback, under center. Backs are in the I formation, one receiver near side. Fakes the handoff, throws, and goes off the hands of his receiver, Brett Nowitzki. Nowitzki was in the backfield, came out as a receiver in the flat, and dropped it. He was open. Nowitzki's had kind of a tough night. That drop and a fumble that led to a rapid score. And the Evergreens are going to punt on 4th down. All right, Zach Hoffman's been a good leg. And, of course, Hoffman could pin the Evergreens back here. Rapids, sensing that there might be a fake here, doesn't have anyone back in the return formation. So he can just kick this ball out of bounds. The snap almost over his head. He does indeed kick it away. It's a line drive kick, and it bounces into the end zone for a touchback. Not exactly what the Evergreens had in mind there. Of course, it's a disaster if the snap goes over the punter's head. Because the ball was kicked into the end zone, it's a net gain of only 16 yards on the exchange. And Rapids will start 1st and 10 at the 20-yard line. And like we saw in week one, you put your defense under pressure here. The Evergreens have no margin for error on defense. They cannot go down by 2 scores. They can't give up any points here. I mean, suppose you give up a field goal, then it's a 7-point game. 7:45 to play in this one. 17-13 Rapids, and the Red Raiders have the ball. Defense needs a stop. Here comes Wiernick, the quarterback. Wiernick does not keep it, hands it off up the middle. First man through, only gets a yard or two. Rittenour on the carry. Tim Rittenour's big kid, Mike Plaza with the stop. 2nd and 8. D.C. Everest High School Football, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. So after containing the Red Raiders on 1st down, the Evergreens need to see if they can get a 3rd and long here. It is 2nd and 8. Widnick calls the play, keeps it himself, goes right up the middle, and he's got room up there. Nothing's tricky about that at all. Quarterback keeper right from the start. He's got first down yardage across the 35 and out close to the 40-yard line. A play that goes for 13 yards and a first down. Clock stops while the sticks are moved, and then we'll wind it, and game time will be moving. 6:55 to play. So the Evergreens need a stop, they need the ball back, and then they need to score a touchdown. And, you know, if Rapids picks up one or two more first downs, the clock is going to be a factor here. Rapids already taking their time getting these plays in. The clock is their friend. Wiernick is under center. Hand off up the middle. It's a counter play and stopped for a fairly short gain there.
Ball handed off to number 30, Logan.
Is Logan...
On that stop for the Evergreens.
Who is that?
30,
it's unrostered, number 39. How about that? At varsity football, there are some who are not on my roster. Second and eight. It's a gain of only two there. I get the feeling, too, that the Evergreens defense a little tired. A lot of hands on hips. A sign that some people need some air. Second and eight at the 42-yard line. Quarterback again gets the snap. He's going to keep it. This time he's wrapped up, dives forward for only 1 or 2 yards. There was penetration in the back in the backfield there. Brady Burrell was in there in the backfield.
Brady Burrell.
And Jacob Benzaquin was there to make the stop. Here comes the third down the Evergreens need. Third and seven coming up here. So the Evergreens get a stop. They would get the ball back. Evergreens football brought to you by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. InterCity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. This may be the defensive play of the game, at least for this point. A stop gives the ball back to the Evergreens with a four-point deficit and 5 minutes to work with. Crowd comes to their feet. Pitch back, trying the far side. Wrapped up, he's not gonna get it. The Evergreens will get the ball back. Logan Botcher was strung out towards the far sideline. He was pushed back, he lost a yard. Evergreens will get the ball back. And the Evergreens defense comes off the field and congratulated by their coaching staff as they do with the stop. Kyle Zableski is going to wait and return the punt here. And Wisconsin Rapids will let the clock run down as far as they can. The Evergreens will get the ball with a little over 4 minutes to play. In fact, the Evergreens are going to take a timeout to stop the clock from running down every further. It's fourth and eight. Rapids will be punting the ball to DC Everest when we come back after this break. 4:31 left in the game. Rapids 17, DC Everest 13. This is Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. We've had an entertaining ball game, but the Evergreens are still in danger of going 0-2 on this young season. They'll have some time to work with. 4:31 left on the clock. Rapids will be in punt formation after this timeout. Still waiting to see if Wyatt Brown is able to return. Kyle Zableski awaits this kick back at the 25-yard line. See if the Evergreens are going to put on a rush here, too. Block punt could certainly change the complexion of this ball game. Waiting for the kick. There's the snap. Evergreens are going to set up the return. This is a good kick. Kyle Zableski backpedaling, calls for a fair catch. Catches at the 19-yard line. Evergreens will start there. 4:24 to play in the game. You know, just from judging from the pace of this game, and the fact that the Evergreens have been grinding out a good chunk of their yardage on the ground, the Evergreens may not get the ball back after this. So this may be the make-or-break drive of this game. Rapids 17, Everest 13. Field goal does you no good. Evergreens must stick the ball into the end zone. I believe Wyatt Brown is back out there. Brown has left the game twice after being dinged. Mike Nicklaus under center. Nicklaus handoff to the first man through, carrying the ball, breaking a tackle, moving forward for positive yardage is Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher's got 9 yards. Nice first down game. Clock keeps running. 4:10 to play. Evergreens Football, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and Jay and Weston. Got the whole playbook open here on second and short. You take a shot downfield. Let's see what we do with Mike Nicklaus. Nope, they're going to pitch it back. Carrying the ball, positive yardage along the near sideline. This is Wyatt Brown. Brown needed one. He picks up 11, and he's got a first down out to the 40-yard line.
Here's brought down that play by number 32, Brandon Whippy. Or Whipple, excuse me.
So the EC Everest gets a new set of downs. And 3:44 to play. Clock stopped momentarily. And here's a handoff. Short yardage right up the middle. Evergreens have 2 or 3 yards on that play up the middle without much. In fact, there's a little bit of a tangle up there. The Evergreens are slow to get back to the line of scrimmage. Mason Hagenbusher there. Almost like the Rapids defenders were flopping there on top of the running back. The clock is in Rapids' favor here. 2nd and 7 for the Evergreens. Again, Nicklaus is under center in the I formation. He has receivers out to either side. They pitch back to Wyatt Brown. Brown avoids one tackle, turns upfield, knocked out along the sideline. They stayed in bounds. Nope, they'll stop the clock. He gets out to midfield. Needed 8 yards for the first down. I believe he's just short, or he's right at the sticks. Clock stops while the officials signal first down Evergreens at the 50-yard line. Clock will start again once the sticks are in place. It's running now, 2:55 to play. Wyatt Brown again, handoff, tripped up across the 45, diving down to the 42-yard line. Wyatt Brown doesn't look hurt at all. Looks like he's the workhorse here. Just ripped off another 8 yards, 2nd and 2. And the Evergreens in this make-or-break drive are moving the football, but it's all for naught if they can't cross the goal line. Pitch back to Wyatt Brown again. They're going to put this game in his hands. He's across the 41st down again. Wyatt Brown must be hurting. I mean, he's going to have to ice down whatever's hurting him. Looks like his knees or ankles were the problem earlier. But he's been the featured back on this drive, and he's just picked up another first down to the 36-yard line. 2:25 to play. Down to the 36, and Wyatt Brown carries again. This time he's roped from behind, forward momentum. Wyatt Brown still picks up 4 yards. While other players are getting tired, Wyatt Brown looks like he's getting stronger. Everest Football is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Wyatt Brown again cuts back, tackled up high, and Wyatt Brown gets 2 or 3 yards to the 30. Third down is coming up here, 3rd and 3.5. We go under 2 minutes. The Evergreens have only one timeout. This will be 4 down territory, so it's 2 chances to get the 3.5 yards that are needed. 1.5 to play. Nicklaus is under center. Pitch back to Wyatt Brown again. He's got a head of steam. He's got a first down. Cutting towards the end zone. Down inside the 15, and he's down to the 14-yard line. That was Kyle Zableski carrying there. Kyle Zableski carrying in relief of Wyatt Brown. First down. Evergreens to the red zone with 1:25 to play. DC Everest knocking on the door. Still trailing by 4. It's 17-13. Nicklaus here. Again, pitchback. All of this on the ground. Carrying here for the Evergreens is Brady Burrell. Burrell gets 4 or 5 yards trying the far sideline. He stays in bounds, though, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout here. Brady Burrell did not get out of bounds. He got 5 yards. It'll be 2nd and 5 from the 10-yard line. And the Evergreens want to talk it over. No, they're not. Clock is running. Clock should be stopped here. Not sure why the game... I see, because of the timeout, they have 1 minute to go. Here we go. The clock has indeed stopped, and the Evergreens have taken their timeout. 2nd and 5. We'll keep it right here. The Evergreens have not scored in the second half. Wisconsin Rapids was trailing 13-6 at halftime. They took the lead on a 16-yard touchdown run of the third quarter by Jason Wiernick. And that gave them a 14-13 lead. And then they added on a field goal earlier in this fourth quarter. 24-yard kicks from Caitlin Becker. So if the Evergreens have an answer, they'll likely win this ball game. And if not, they'll suffer a defeat. This has been an entertaining game. Again, both teams without key starters. Nick Sarakowski, a no-go for DC Everest. He'll miss the next 1 or 2 weeks also. And Wisconsin Rapids missing a piece also. Ryan Duxbury, their starting fullback, not playing after being injured late in the fourth quarter opening down. Timeout's over. Second and five. Evergreens keep it on the ground. Wyatt Brown forward. He's got a first down. Bursting towards the goal line. He's down at the two. First down yardage with 1:02 to play in the game. The clock will stop. Getting loud in here at Steam Stadium as the Evergreens are on the door. First and goal, 2-yard line. Mike Nicholas, quarterback under center. Handoff up the middle, stood up at the goal line and pushed back. The Evergreens are not in. And the Evergreens cannot stop the clock. Wyatt Brown got it inside the one, but not across the goal line. And now Wisconsin Rapids will take a timeout. Yeah, that's a Rapids timeout. The Evergreens don't have a timeout left. Rapids wants to make sure there's some time left on the clock if the Evergreens score so that they can do something. Rapids' four-point lead is precarious now. The ball is inside the one-yard line. Wisconsin Rapids 17, DC Everest 16. You could not ask for a more entertaining game to start the Labor Day weekend.
Put your hands together!
So the Evergreens, after this timeout is over, will be about half a yard away from taking the lead. And the crowd that's here at Steam Stadium, we're not quite full. Of course, there are lots of people who are traveling or having plans for the Labor Day weekend. But the crowd that's here has seen a dandy, and they're into it now. This place is ready to erupt if the Evergreens can get across the goal line. And if the Evergreens score on the next play, well, yeah, Rapids will have a little bit of time to work with. And if the Evergreens score and are successful on the point after, they could still be tied on a field goal. 48 seconds left in the game. And the home team in the green and gold comes up to the line of scrimmage. It's second and goal from the 1-yard line. And the Evergreens use the full house backfield behind quarterback Mike Nicholas. The crowd will tell you what happens here. Nicholas gets the snap. Hands to the second man through, stood up and thrown back. He didn't get in. He lost half a yard. And now the clock is running 38, 37, 36 seconds. The Evergreens will have two more plays here. They're going to rush in. It's going to be third down just outside the 1-yard line, and they're going to spike the ball to stop the clock. I don't know about that. I would think that you would want to take a shot at the end zone here. So let's see what we have here. The clock is stopped after Nicholas spiked the ball. And the referees are huddling. I believe this is going to bring us to fourth down. Now, the referees are signaling stoppage of play, and they're going to say that Wisconsin Rapids took a timeout there, taking a timeout after the spike. So it is going to be fourth down here. Fourth down after the Evergreens tried to get in the end zone and were spiked. So this game is going to come down to one final play. The Evergreens will get in and will win, or will be stopped and will lose. It's as simple as that. And the Evergreens, with the full house backfield, did not get in. So they got the ball down to inside the 1-yard line, were pushed back on a stop to the two, and then on third down, instead of rushing another play, the Evergreens spiked the football. So it is fourth and goal. Now, what is this? They're going to say the timeout was before the spike. The down indicator's been turned back to third down. That's a big determination. They're saying Wisconsin Rapids called the timeout before the Evergreen spiked it. So it's third down from the 2-yard line. And that, you know, what happened first? You spike the ball, you call the timeout. The referees are saying the timeout was called on defense first. 29 seconds to play. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line. Not fourth, third. And here comes Mike Nicholas. Clock is stopped after the timeout. There are 29 seconds left. So, I mean, potentially the Evergreens could run this ball I would think on third down, you throw it, because if it's incomplete, you stop the clock. And then you run it on fourth down to win or lose if the pass is incomplete. Let's see if the coaching staff sees it the same way. Nicholas is under center, gets the snap. He's going to pitch out. Wyatt Brown towards the end zone. Touchdown! Evergreen's in the end zone. Wyatt Brown. They pitched it out to Wyatt Brown to try and use his speed. It was a foot race to the far pylon, and Wyatt Brown got there. 2-yard touchdown run. Evergreen's take the lead. 25 seconds left. And Wyatt Brown, who left the game twice after being injured, was the workhorse on that drive. He gets to carry it across the goal line. Evergreens are going to kick the extra point, a one-point try. If the kick is successful, they'd go up by three. And here comes Kyle Kurtenbach, the place kicker, on to try this extra point. Snap is low. Kurtenbach's kick is up and good. Evergreen's three-point lead. So a field goal would not beat them. If Rapids wants to win, they'll have to stick the ball in the end zone. 25 seconds left for Wisconsin Rapids to work with. It's DC Everest 20, Wisconsin Rapids 17. Back with the final 25 seconds after this one-minute timeout. This is DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. If you stayed up late, you've been rewarded with a very competitive game. The Evergreens have just retaken the lead for the first time since halftime, 20-17. 25 seconds left. Now Rapids has broken off two big kickoff returns. The Evergreens need to tighten that up here. You don't want to see Rapids starting from midfield. You want to see them pinned back in their own end. I wonder if you would almost kick this ball out of bounds and make them start at the 35-yard line. I mean, they have limited field to work with. Kyle Kurtenbach's kick, he is going to squib it. It's bounced along the sideline, stays in bounds, down at the 25-yard line. See if Rapids can get a return here. Instead, rope down and stop behind the 20-yard line. There's a big special teams play. Ethan Burmeister on special teams. So Rapids will have a long field instead of a short field and 20 seconds to do something about it. The Evergreens are going to want to have people back in center field. Don't let anyone get behind you on defense. And then the Evergreens will have a good chance of securing this victory. Rapids first and 10 at the 19-yard line with 20 seconds left in the ballgame. Of course, Rapids is not really a passing team, and that's the situation they'll find themselves in. The Evergreens marched 75 yards for that game-winning score, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run, Wyatt Brown. And Brown was stellar on that drive. Here's Jason Wiermick, the quarterback, design rollout. He's looking to throw. No, he's going to keep it. He's got to get out of bounds. And he does scamper out of bounds at the 25-yard line. He stops the clock. It's a gain of six. That's the kind of play that doesn't hurt the Evergreens. The ball moves out to the 25-yard line, and there are 15 seconds left to play. Wiermick was looking to throw the ball downfield, but he was flushed out of the pocket under pressure, which is why he had to run. If he didn't get out of bounds there, that would have cost a lot of time. Rapids does have two timeouts to work with here. But only 15 ticks before this one's in the books. Rapids will try four receivers here, three of them to the near side. Wiernick design rollout, some pressure here. He's in trouble and he's sacked. Sacked back at the line of scrimmage. And Rapids immediately takes a timeout with 9 minutes left, 9 seconds left. Sack there for Casey Coltsy. And the Everest Evergreens were willing to blitz on that play. They sent a lot of pressure up the middle. Rapids will take a timeout here with 3rd and 5 coming up. The down and distance is really not important. It's the clock that matters with just 9 seconds left in the game. We'll have a recap of the scoring, and we'll wrap up this game once we go final, as we bring to a close a very exciting week 2 of high school football around central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids has had the lead twice, at 7-6 and at 17-13. Kind of a big moment for the Evergreens was when Wisconsin Rapids had to settle for a field goal early in the fourth quarter. They got the ball down to the 9-yard line, but on fourth down, instead of going for it, decided to send out the field goal team. It kept it a one-score game. And the Evergreens have capitalized on that fact with a touchdown on their last possession. Here comes third and five. 9 seconds left to play. You know what? The Evergreens should have their defensive backs even further back. They're 15 yards off the ball. They should have someone playing center field. Make sure no one gets behind them. Widmark with a long throw. Heaves it down the sideline, but he throws it over the head of his wide receiver. Goes harmlessly out of bounds. Intended receiver was Thomas Olsen. It is fourth down. And there are only 5 seconds left in the ballgame. So Rapids could potentially pick up this first down and still have the time run out on them. Rapids was pinned back after Everest scored the go-ahead touchdown on a good defensive play covering on the kickoff. So they started back at the 19-yard line, and field position has worked against them. The Evergreens will have something to be proud of if they can hold on for these last 5 seconds. Quarterback Wiernick is under center, gets the snap, zeroes on the clock. This will be the final play. He heaves down the sideline, pass is caught but out of bounds, and the ball game comes to an end. Zeroes on the clock. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. They've come from behind to defeat Wisconsin Rapids 20-17 and even their record at 1-1 on the season. We'll be back to wrap up tonight's game after a 2-minute break. This is DC Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Teams are gathering and shaking hands at the center of the field at Steam Stadium. A show of sportsmanship on both sides after a hard-fought ball game. DC Everest has just defeated Wisconsin Rapids 20-17. 5 lead changes in this game. I'm Chris Conley, and let's recap our opening night at Steam Stadium scoring. Wisconsin Rapids opened the game with a big kickoff return. They took the opening kick and started from the Everest 36-yard line, but were unable to pick up a first down and turn the ball over after being stopped on fourth down. The Evergreens scored on their very first possession of the game. They drove 76 yards. Wyatt Brown with a 24-yard touchdown run at 6:36 of the first quarter to open the scoring. The Evergreens failed the point after touchdown and led 6-0. That missed extra point factored into this game a lot. Wisconsin Rapids were able to take the lead when they scored for the first time. A 5-yard touchdown run from quarterback Jason Wiernick. The Wisconsin Rapids drive was set up by a DC Everest fumble. Rapids had a short field. They had to go just 36 yards, and they scored on a fourth down play to take the lead 7-6 with 6:01 to play in the first half. But DC Everest would go into the locker room with a lead thanks to a 64-yard touchdown run, longest play from scrimmage of the game by Nathan Reedy. Reedy, the junior, was in for Wyatt Brown, who got injured 2 plays earlier. Reedy's first carry was just for 2 yards. Then his second play busted a big gain up the middle, cut it down the far sideline, and scored from 64 yards out. The Evergreens had a 13-6 lead at halftime. Wisconsin Rapids would answer in the third quarter. Wisconsin Rapids converted on a 4th-and-7, and 1 play later, quarterback Jason Wiernick scored on a 16-yard touchdown run. Wisconsin Rapids was successful on the extra point and led 14-13. Wisconsin Rapids would hold the lead until just 25 seconds left in the game. They added 3 more points and a 24-yard Caitlin Becker field goal in the fourth quarter, 17-13. Then the Evergreens, starting back at their 25-yard line, drove 75 yards. Wyatt Brown, a courageous performance, left the game twice because of injury, but was the workhorse on what turned out to be the game-winning drive. The Evergreens had the ball down to the 1-foot line, were pushed back to the 2, and then the final victory came with 25 seconds left, 3rd and goal from the 2. Wyatt Brown, on a pitch out, won the sprint to the corner of the end zone, giving the Evergreens a 20-17 lead. DC Everest improves to 1-1. Next week, they'll be here at home to play Appleton North. You'll hear the game live on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Our game coverage next week will begin at 6:30 with a kickoff at 7 o'clock. Love to see you out here at Steam Stadium. Bring your radios along, too. We'll be good company for D.C. Everest High School football. Big crowd expected. You'll want to get out here early. School will be back in session, and the student body will be here in force as well. Also for Week 3 coverage on Fox Sports Radio, after our D.C. Everest-Appleton North game, we'll have Wausau East at Tom Field against Kimberly. Again, our final score. D.C. Everest gets their first win of the year. They beat Wisconsin Rapids coming from behind. D.C. Everest 20, Wisconsin Rapids 17. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and thank you for joining us. I'm Chris Conley, and this is Evergreen's High School Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody. Oh,